Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where we are studying 2 Samuel chapter 16, where we are going to see a man named Absalom has no reason at all to do what he did next, but he does it anyway. He calls for Hushai. You remember Hushai, right? He had been sent by King David back into Jerusalem to be a spy for David. So why would Absalom seek out the counsel of Hushai when it's already been told to us that Ahithophel's advice and counsel seemed as if it was from God, especially since this particular piece of advice that we have just read about and we talked about yesterday seemed right in the eyes of Absalom? So why would Absalom call in Hushai? Well, the answer is the hidden providence of God. Not only that, but when Absalom called in Hushai, Absalom told him Ahithophel's plans. If you're truly seeking advice and you want to weigh the counsel of one person's advice against the other person's, you give each advisor the same information. But that's not what happens here. Absalom gives to Hushai Ahithophel's blueprint. And so now all Hushai has to do is poke holes in Ahithophel's strategy. And that's exactly what Hushai did. He poked holes in Ahithophel's plan by appealing to history. He says, "Absalom, you know that you, your father, and his men, they're mighty warriors. They've been doing this thing, fighting battles for years. I assure you, they are not tired and they have not grown weary. They live for this type of warfare. And not only that, but they are enraged. You also know that your father's not going to be staying with the people. He's going to be hard to find. He's too smart just to be out there with everybody else. He's going to be in a cave somewhere." Hushai also appeals to fear. He says, "And you know that your men, when they hear that just one person has been slain by one of David's mighty men, all of your men, even the bravest of your men, they will run away like school children. They have heard the stories, Absalom. They grew up with David and these men as their heroes." And then Hushai appeals to Absalom's pride. He says, "Absalom, don't let Ahithophel go into battle as the leader. You go and you take all the men with you. And we will sneak up on him like dew on the ground. We will surround and overwhelm not just David, but all of his men. And he won't be able to escape us." And that plan seemed like a better plan to Absalom. But then we get the ultimate reason why. It says, "For the Lord had ordained to defeat the good counsel of Ahithophel, so that the Lord might bring harm upon Absalom." One of the realities we must keep in mind as we roll through the text and as we read our Bibles is that these characters are not just characters. They were real people. These were real events, real history, real war. And we get a behind-the-scenes commentary in seeing all of this happen under the umbrella of God's providence. And God's providence is still pushing and pulling history to God's appointed end. As you pray today, please remember our Creative Access missionaries, Jacob and Miriam. And also remember the Pogolo LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.